Pre-show time here on the Phil Hendry Show. New pterosaur species with intact skull uncovered in Patagonia. All right. That leads our news tonight. Let's see. Today is Thursday. Got a doctor's appointment this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv for our next big Phil and Friends show. Where the fuck is the goddamn lineup for that? It's going to be another super short pre-show. God damn it. What the hell is this, man? Now watch this, man. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Could you please let us know if DraftKings... What? Oh, fucking goddammit. Oh, fuck. I apologize. Jesus, man. Transition. We must have missed those two. We can certainly make good. God damn it! How the fuck did I... go. Fucking missing those spots. Fuck. So what am I doing here, man? Connie. Jamie. What a time, man. I mean, just trying to get organized here with what's happened. But I have to say, Joe Olander has stepped into the breach very, very well. And we have some other marketing and branding guys coming on with us. So I think in the next 30 days, we're going to be right back to where we were. In fact, even smoother and better. We're going to have some additional promotional things. And We are going to be doing more. We're going to work out our fucking live stream once and for all, the live video stream, which has been causing us problems on our chats on Friday night. What am I looking to do here, man? Oh, yeah, notebook. So, you know, we got some really great BSPs. You guys are hanging in with us. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Just, you know, like I said, it's been a really challenging period here, but we're getting it together, man. It fucking pisses me off that I missed some spots last week because of all of this. I missed some commercials on the schedule. Missed two spots on the schedule. God damn it. Fuck. Motherfucker. All right. How the fucking, oh yeah. Zainab Johnson, how do you pronounce this dude's name, man? Matt Kirshen, Andy Hendrickson, Andrew Slater, Zainab Johnson. All right, man. Fucking cocksucker. Man, oh 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 man. Man, oh fucking man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, 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 man. All right. Nope, I don't want that. I want accessory. I want notepad. There you go. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Well, that Trump is really on that teleprompter these days, isn't he?
Because the media won't report on them. The politicians won't talk about them. And the special interests spend a lot of money trying to cover them up because they are making an absolute fortune. That's the way it is. Today, on a very complicated and very difficult subject, you will get the truth.
The fundamental problem, that's a hot one,
with the immigration system,
oh yeah, really,
in our country,
yeah,
is that it serves the needs of wealthy donors, political activists, and powerful politicians. That's all you can do. Thank you. Let me tell you who it does not serve.
The debate.
It does not serve you, the American people.
The debates are going to, he's going to lose the debates, but I'm not so sure that that's going to matter at this point. This guy has done what he's done with banks. He's doing what he's done with unions. He's doing what he's done with anybody he's ever done business with. He's not a master negotiator. He's a master bullshit artist. He's a liar, and on top of that, he's got almost a psychopathic force of will that he just cons people. And people who, you know, you talk about, he said, I love the uneducated. Boy, does he ever. He's not going to bring those jobs back because it's not about immigration. It's about the fact that the economy has changed. Those jobs, especially the so-called Rust Belt jobs, are not coming back. It's a different economy now, man. It's a different industrial environment.
That not everyone who seeks to join our country will be able to successfully assimilate. Sometimes it's just not going to work out. It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
What the fuck is this piece of shit talking about? Fucking... This guy is anti-immigrant. Well, I can't listen to him, man. Can't listen to that motherfucker. And by the way, like I said, this is a show prep period. There's no editing going on during show prep. You're getting raw fill. So, I'll have to say, if my personal feelings about things, not expressed during the show, but on the pre-show, are offensive, then yeah, by all means, either don't listen or cancel your subscription, whatever you feel you need to do. Because it's, you know, this is not how you, when you do a creative session, trying to figure out what you're doing on a goddamn show, you don't edit. Fuck. Okay. Let's see here, man. How much time we got here, man? Motherfucker. 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 What was that, man? Okay, that was, Jesus. Okay. All right. Let me get the character list here.
You know, it's really kind of interesting, Mr. Henry, too. I'm talking to a lot of people about, I'm talking to a lot of people right now, you know, about, you know, whether I want to be a web developer or not. You know, I was thinking about doing that, but then my uncle, who's a dentist, or I mean, my dad is a dentist, he doesn't think so. My uncle's a you know, a landscape architect, you know.
Landscape architect.
Yeah, he's Steve Dooley.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so...
Wait a minute, your uncle is Steve Dooley?
Yes, sir.
Testing. But
I think that a lot of it has to do with just weird shit, you know? Oh, boy. All right. Spiritual darkness. What's the trip with Mother Teresa? What the hell does she do, man?
What do you mean?
Well, Elkhart had a night. Kingdom Elkhart had a night of spiritual darkness, in the blackness, where he ran. You were talking about Kingdom Elkhart did that. That is one where he painted himself with mud and ran throughout the woods at night. He had spiritual darkness, where he decided that he would, you know, he did things like light his own. It was ridiculous. He would roll into a ball and light farts, and it sounds...
Will you get out of here?
This is a ridiculous statement.
He rolled into a ball and lit farts.
Yes.
Why would that be a night of spiritual darkness?
Because of the juvenile nature of it. I want you to understand that when you're in the middle of, and you get on the floor, and you are fumbling in your pants for matches, and you're lighting a fart, you are frightening people.
Okay. Okay, man. God damn fuck! Boy, that fucking pisses me off. Every time we have a fucking problem, you know, we missed a show the other night because we had a fucking problem with our streaming. The website went dark because of this fucking hassle with Amazon.
What is this?
Oh, my eyes are so fucked up.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
All right, man. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 8, 1, 2, blah, 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 blah. What is this, man? Severe turbulence, 12 hospitalized. Diverts to Ireland. I hate these clickbait things, you know. You won't believe who Gene Wilder's daughter is. I was like, shit. The Fox News poll shows Hillary Clinton leading by 6 points. This new Reuters poll says 2. Who do you believe? You believe Fox? Fox is obviously, you know, editorially slanted toward the right, and yet they've got Clinton with a bigger lead, so... Doubter's got some fast food news. Get out of here, bitch. Get out of here, bitch. Andres, the retired president of Mike Andres, one of the McDonald's division, key figure at the forefront of the Chinese domestic turnaround over the last 18 months, is retiring at the end of the year. Chris Kemzinski, currently executive vice president of strategy business development, has been picked to succeed Andres. Mike has been relentless in his commitment to building a better brand, from significant strides in food quality, meaningful customer initiatives like all-day breakfast, and forging an even stronger partnership in U.S. operations. But it's do. Man, oh man, oh man. Telling you, man. It ain't one thing, it's something else, man, huh? Man, I go to the doctor tomorrow. Is it 1:40? What time my appointment is for tomorrow? Shit. I think it's 1:40. Which means I should leave here at 11:40. We had a meeting today at Rose's Cafe in Venice. It's actually a pretty good place. But I got a breakfast burrito, and it had this sweet, it had molasses or something. It was weird, but then I got through that, and it wasn't bad. What am I doing here? Oh. What is this, man? Testing. What? Mark Knopfler's son Joseph has a new beverage for you. He's launched his own alcoholic beverage, Padrino. Knopfler is the co-founder of the Tonic, launched in London this week. Mark Knopfler, the guitar player for Dire Straits, his son, has launched a new beverage. Joseph Knopfler. Padrino is being marketed by a premium alcoholic tonic. Well, that's a trip. That's a trip. Imagine that, man. When I first started listening to Dire Straits, I never in my life would I have ever imagined that they... I never imagined that they'd have a son. Well, they didn't have a son, but I mean, I never imagined that Mark Knopfler. All right, man, let's do this, okay? Yo, let's just do this. Get out of here. Dig. Hey, man, what's up, man? I can't... Fuck off. God. You don't want me to print, huh? You don't want me to do that, huh? All right, well, fuck it, man. I won't do it. I'm trying to print this shit, man. I'm trying to give a little bit of publicity to Mark Knopfler's son, Joseph. Trying to give, you know, just give him some love here, man. What? Would you get out of here, man? Well, that's pretty interesting, man. I can't print this fucker. God damn it. What happened to my toolbar here, man?
Where is it, man?
Oh, I dig. Wow. It's not popping up for me. That's what she said. All right, fuck this shit. You know, time for this motherfucker. What happened to everything, man? Joe Scarborough releases music video mocking Donald Trump. Donald Trump in Mexico. Race and racism in the 2016 campaign. Hurricane Madeline. South African students protest against school's racist hair policy. Troubled individual, Mother Teresa. Chicago City deaths of 2015. Total. God damn it. Will stock upgrades push Bank of America higher? Samsung's gear. Did Apple reveal iPhone 7 Plus camera secret? Cracked. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 seriously fractured in my bag. LA's mountain lions near extinction. That's great. Catch and release. Oh, and catch and release. Fuck is this goddamn thing, man? LA Times has a daily tracking poll that's pretty strange. All right, fuck this, man. God damn it. Where's the third fucking story that I fucking goddamn need? Gloria Grover, Jeff Dowder, and who? Oh, yeah. Well, no, man. Is it business? Where is this? I got this in business. Here it is, here. All right. I don't know who and the what and the fuck and the Ted Bell, you know. This is shit. Sherry and Todd, whether it's being distributed in London, this time is right to...
I can't do that. I wouldn't put that slop.
Rudy Canosa. Rudy Canosa, yeah. All right, man. What's this, man? All right, we're gonna rock and roll this motherfucker. I think we are. Let's see here. I torture you. All right, man.